Today's English word is empirical. Empirical. Now, as you listen to the story, see if you can guess the meaning of the word empirical. Little Danny ran through the door, excited, yelling, "Mom, Mom, I got the paper. The science fair is here." Now, she knew how much her son Danny loved preparing projects for the science fair. So she said, "Baby, are you ready? Do you have your idea?" He said, "Yes, Mom. This year, I am going to work with plants, and I have my entire science fair project mapped out." She said, "Okay, baby, go ahead upstairs and get started." And for the next 2 months, every day, Danny would come home from school and work on his science fair project. He worked with all of the plants, and he was excited to see the results. Everything was going well. And then the day of the science fair arrived. Danny had everything organized. He picked up his science fair project and took it very carefully to the car. And he said, "Mom, let's go." So his mom, with a big smile on her face, drove Danny to the school and helped him set up his science fair project in the auditorium along with the other children. And she could tell that all the kids were excited. Time went by, and it was time for the judges to walk around and look at the different science fair projects. Some kids had created volcanoes. Some kids had projects dealing with water and different insects. But something about Danny's project made everyone come to him. When the judges all gathered in front of Danny's project, they were amazed by how much work he had put into the project. And one of the judges said, "Danny, I have a question. I see that your hypothesis actually ended up being correct. How did you prove your hypothesis?" And Danny said, "Well, my science teacher told me that if I had enough empirical data, I could prove anything. And that's what I did. Every day I would do experiments over the last 2 months, and my experiments gave me the empirical data I needed to prove my hypothesis. So at the end of the 2 months, I was able to show that I was right all along." And they said, "Danny, well, we want to commend you for having all of this empirical data that proved your point. And we're going to say that you, Danny, are the winner of the science fair." Danny was so excited, he jumped up for joy because all of his hard work had paid off. Did you catch it? This one was a little bit trickier than the other one. So let me give you the definition of empirical. So the word empirical just means relying on experiment. Just like Danny said, he had a lot of empirical data, right? Because he did experiments on a regular basis. So again, relying on experiment. In English, we say empirical. Now, let me break down some aspects of this word for the pronunciation, because I want you to be able to pronounce this word just like a native English speaker. So again, we have the first part, M, very simple. But empirical, the part that I'd like to focus on is actually right in the center, the letter R. Empirical, empirical. Now, to make this sound properly, in your mouth, you just need to make sure that your tongue does not touch the roof of your mouth. And also, you can think of a monster like or a lion roar, like growling or roaring. That R sound. Your tongue is kind of hovering in your mouth, not touching the roof of your mouth. That's how you make the R sound properly. So again, R. Excellent, excellent. So the entire word after me, again, the R sound being in the middle. Empirical. Excellent. Last time after me, empirical. Great job. So now you have the pronunciation down pat. You understand it. You've memorized the pronunciation. Let's check out an example sentence. Here's the example sentence. They collected plenty of empirical data from their experiments. just like Danny did in the story. They collected empirical data, just like Danny collected empirical data. Makes sense, right? Now, again, I want you to try to use this word at least one time today. It's a little trickier than the first three words we had, but you can still try to use it at least one time today, and I'll talk to you next time.